Hello and welcome back. This is video number two, and in this particular video, we are going to talk about planning your affiliate program. What are the things that you must need, and what are the things that are optional that you can add later down the road? Because the goal here is to create that foundation, but get everything up and running as quick as possible. Because if you're selling a product or service, then you want to get this up as quick as possible, and that's the goal here. Now, before we can actually begin brainstorming, a big mistake that a lot of people make is they think in terms of what they want in an affiliate program rather than what the affiliate wants in an affiliate program. So one thing you could do is you could brainstorm by going to your competitors' affiliate programs and seeing what they're doing. Now, you won't really know how well they're doing unless, let's say you do, or you can see that they're growing and you can see that they maybe are crediting their affiliates and saying, hey, our affiliates are the ones who are bringing in most of our customers, et cetera, et cetera. And then take a look at their affiliate program, see what they're all about, and see how you can improve your affiliate program and try to make it as attractive as possible to affiliates to promote your product or service. And I'm going to show you different options that you can take to make your affiliate program really stand out. So first things first, you know, as an affiliate, they want to know if their traffic that they're sending is actually converting. How well is it converting and all of that. And that is basically tracking. So we need to have a good tracking system, you know, that gives them detailed reports maybe, and you can give it for the affiliate side and for your side. So you can see the data and the traffic that they're sending, and then they themselves can also see the reports and tracking for themselves so that they can improve their affiliate campaign. So that's a definite crucial item. If you definitely don't see that as part of the WordPress affiliate plugin, then switch on, go to a different plugin, because that's definitely crucial. Now, another question that a lot of people, you know, have is how much money do they get, right? They're really not interested in anything else except for money. How much money do they get? How quick do they get it? And all of that. So that's really the basics of it all. So how much money can they get and how fast can they get it? Because you got to think about it. If your affiliate is maybe running ads and they're paying for ads, they're going to want to know how fast you're going to be able to pay them. If you pay them, you know, maybe many months later, then that's not going to be attractive at all. So you really need to figure out what is going to be most appealing to your affiliates. So how much money can they get? I mean, you really don't know that, but what you could do is create it depending on how long your cookie is. So in other words, here's what I mean. When somebody visits, clicks on an affiliate link, and then they go to your site, what happens is most of the time the affiliate system will basically install a cookie or a little file onto the person's computer. It's basically saying this person referred this person. So do you want to give them the initial sale? Obviously, definitely. Or do you want to give every sale in between a certain amount of days? So like from day A to day B. So in other words, that could be like 3 to 6 months, or that could be something like 1 year. So X months or X years or lifetime. Now, you'll notice that a lot of affiliate programs, a lot of times they'll just give the initial sale. They won't really give lifetime. But if the affiliate has to work less, say they refer one person and you give them lifetime commission, so every time somebody buys something throughout the life of that customer, so if they refer somebody and that customer happens to buy like $500 worth of products, guess what? That affiliate is going to work their tail off and work harder and harder just to get you more customers. Whereas on the other hand, if your competitor is merely giving them only the initial sale, then guess what? They are going to flock to you. And when you get more and more affiliates and they're making a lot of sales, you can also approach people and say, hey, I noticed you're promoting so-and-so's product. I got an affiliate program here and we are giving lifetime commissions, meaning you refer once, anytime somebody buys anything, whether it's a year, whether it's 10 years, whether it's, you know, 20 years, however long your business is open, you will get the sale. So that's very attracting to a lot of affiliates, but in order to achieve this, you will need an affiliate system that can actually do this. Not all affiliate systems can do this, but there are a few that can. So this one is very attracting. Now, another thing is who gets the sale. So we're going to add who gets the sale. Now, before I go there, let's talk about how fast can they get the sale. So here's what I mean. How fast do they get the money from the person buying the product? Let's say they bought a $100 product and then you give them 50% commission. So you get 50%, the affiliate gets 50%. How fast does the affiliate get it? Do they get it after the refund period just to make sure that, you know, they, if let's say that customer decides to refund and then you accidentally pay the money in advance, then guess what? You're out of money and you have lost money. You're in the negative range. So that's something that you don't want to do unless you have the proper system to achieve that. So some systems, if it doesn't happen to do that, then you could do after the refund period. Let's say the refund period is 30 days. You can say that they get paid maybe on the 40th day or something. 40 days after sale. Now, this is by default. It's basically the same as most programs. Most programs offer this. But if you want to stand out, and you want to be a way different and appeal to your affiliate as much as possible, you could offer something like instant payouts. Meaning the moment somebody buys the product, then they get the sale. But in order to do that, you need to have an affiliate system that can actually do that. That can actually plug into your payment processor. Let's say, for example, PayPal. And then if you get 50%, you get 50% of the commission, and then of course your affiliate gets 50% of commission. And then if the customer refunds, it basically tells PayPal, okay, take money out of the affiliate's account and your account so that you can give the money back to the customer. And by doing that, you actually, it's a win-win situation in the case of you and the affiliate. The affiliate doesn't have to worry about, you know, returning the money. You don't have to worry about going broke or negative or anything like that. Now, not all WordPress affiliate systems can offer this because it's a little bit more dynamic. Some may be able to offer payments via, say, like PayPal, Payoneer, bank transfer. So some of these may be not as feature rich and may require you to manually pay people. And if that's the case, it's okay for the initial, but you definitely want to try to automate as much as you can. Now, another thing when it comes to payouts is you have to bear in mind, are you selling it locally only and you have affiliates that are local? If that's the case, then you can just focus on like PayPal, bank transfer, and all that. Maybe if you're in a specific country, then you can use a specific bank transfer type. But if you have an affiliate program that sells internationally, you have to keep that in mind that not all countries use things like bank transfer ACH. Some use different types of bank transfers. So universally, PayPal is actually better. Payoneer is also good as well. Okay, so who gets the sale? Now, here's what I mean by that. If somebody refers a customer, let's say affiliate A, they refer a prospect, they check out the website, but they don't buy. And then affiliate B, the second affiliate comes along and they just happen to have that same customer on their list, and they do whatever they can to convert the sale. So a lot of affiliate systems, they will have two different options. They'll have last referral and they'll have first referral. So like I said, first referral is the basically affiliate A, and then the last referral is affiliate B, or whoever referred them last. Typically with most affiliate programs, you want to choose this one. And the reason why is because if affiliate B does something extra, maybe they offer a bonus to convince the customer to buy through their affiliate link, then you want to make sure that that sales go to them. So it really depends on how you run the program. But for the most part, I'll tell you right now that that is usually the case. So people mostly choose this one here. Okay, moving on. So we talked about that. Other different types of features that you could offer could be maybe custom affiliate links. So a lot of times when you provide an affiliate link and the customer clicks on it, it has something like yourdomain.com/affiliate, some number, and it just doesn't look that professional. So with the custom affiliate link, sometimes it gives them the option of saying something like yourdomain.com/affiliate name or affiliate company. So basically something that just looks nice. Okay, so the next one could be coupon codes specific to each affiliate. Something you might notice, especially online, is you'll notice that people have affiliate coupons, like coupons that are specific for that person. And you want to do that. If you want to do that, you need an affiliate system that can actually do that. So that's a different option that you can offer. Another one is, let's say, one tier or tiers, basically tier affiliate program. So let me explain what I mean by that. Some affiliate programs, for the most part, is just you give the affiliate a flat 50% or certain percentage. The nice thing about a tiered affiliate program is, let's say, you know, affiliate A has a group of friends. And those group of friends have the ability to bring more sales in. So with the tiered affiliate program, you're basically telling affiliate A, hey, for every person that you refer and those people become affiliates and any sale that they make, you will earn something like 10% of every sale. So all they have to do is refer one person or a handful of people. And if that person just happens to make a couple hundred sales, then affiliate A gets, let's see, 10%. Maybe the affiliate B, in this case, gets 50% because they're not aware that, you know, so-and-so is getting, it's basically a JV broker. But you want to give them 50%, so you're going to stay with the 50%. So that leaves you with 40%. Now you might be thinking, well, why do I get 40% and then, you know, the affiliate gets 50%? Shouldn't they get 40% too, or 45%? You could do that if you want to, but at the end of the day, you have to realize these are the people that are bringing in the sales for you. So the better and the more affiliates that you can please, the harder they're going to stick around and work and work and work and bring as many sales to you. I mean, as affiliate, there's a lot of work to be done and there's a lot of things that they have to do behind the scenes to get you that sale. So definitely reward them as much as possible and think of them first before you think about yourself. So another feature that you could add could be different commission levels or percentages. So here's what I mean by this one. Okay, so let's say that you have affiliate B or affiliate A makes 1,000 sales. They're doing really, really well and currently they're earning about 50%. And you want to up the rate and you want to say, hey, because you made 1,000 sales, I'm going to up you to something like 60% or 55%. We'll do 60%. So yes, in certain respects, you are making less percentage of the sale, but that's an affiliate that you want to keep. So while they're earning maybe less than 50%, a lot of affiliate programs, they only offer 10%. But if this affiliate is earning 60% of the sale versus your competitor's affiliate program is maybe giving them like 40%, then guess what? They are going to stick with you. So you're trying to create as it to be as attractive of an affiliate package as possible. So different commission levels, you're going to need an affiliate system that can actually do this. Some can only give a certain percentage for everybody across the board. So some of them can only give everyone, let's say 50%. So if you decide 50% for one, you have to give 50% for all. So if you want to have that ability to give different affiliates different levels, so everyone starts like 50%, but you have the option to increase the percent on some affiliates down the road, all right? So that's why you need to brainstorm ahead so you have an idea of the different ways that you can expand your affiliate program. Now, obviously, there are a lot of other features which we'll talk about later down the road, but that's pretty much it in terms of the core affiliate program. So you want a system coming back here where the affiliate can send their customers or their prospects or the people that they're recommending to a specific link. That link gets sent to you. The customer buys a product. Your affiliate gets a percentage. You get a specific percentage and everybody's happy. So that's the basis of it. Let's talk about how to actually structure this in the next video.